Good morning. It's a real pleasure to be here. I'm Regina Sutton. I'm the CEO for the Cancer Council New South Wales, and we're very proud to be here today to represent the Alliance and to support it. And I have a PowerPoint presentation for you. Look, in 1988, alcohol was classified as a group 1 carcinogen by the International Agency for Cancer Research. Alcohol causes cancer. It is a proven and established fact that alcohol does cause cancer, and it's also a little known fact throughout New South Wales. In particular, alcohol has been attributed to cancers associated with the mouth, pharynx, larynx, esophagus, liver, breast, and bowel. The burden of this disease is evident in the facts that we've been able to gather about cancer and about alcohol use. Between 2 and 6% of those cancers that I just mentioned can be attributable to alcohol. So what are the facts? Well, there really isn't there really isn't a safe level of alcohol that you could be drinking. And a lot of folks will ask us, well, is there a difference between drinking beer versus spirits versus wine? And really, there isn't. So what do we recommend? Well, we'd like to recommend that you limit or avoid alcohol altogether. But if you do choose to drink, try to limit your consumption to no more than 2 standard drinks a day. So what are we doing about alcohol and cancer from a Cancer Council New South Wales perspective? We're trying to promote the awareness of the links to cancer, and we do a lot of advocacy. We have consumer advocates that are linked to our MPs throughout the state, and we use these advocates to educate those that represent the community. We're also advocating for more effective legislation. And we try to cooperate with other like-minded groups, such as this one. Now, I've mentioned that very few of us understand the links between alcohol and cancer. In fact, the New South Wales Cancer Institute earlier this year conducted a study, and they asked people what they knew about cancer and alcohol. Only 60% of the adults in the state only 40% were aware of the linkages, and 60% were unaware, which is surprising. So it's our job to really translate the science and what contributes to cancer risk and work with the community in terms of ways that they can prevent it. We also did some focus groups as a cancer council earlier in the year. We know that for those cancer sufferers that we have within our database, 5% of those cancers are attributable to alcohol use. But when we asked those individuals if they realized that alcohol was a contributing factor to their cancer, only 2.5% of them recognized that it had been a major contributor to their cancer. We're trying to do a lot more advertising across the country. We've got campaigns like this going on in Western Australia, where we're trying to, I don't want to say scare the public, but show the risks associated with alcohol use and cancer. And we will be doing a lot more campaigning in this state as well. We do a lot of lobbying. I mentioned our advocacy. We've been supporting policy change in alcohol taxation for over a few years now, as well as marketing of alcohol to young people. And of course, we're trying to do a better job of looking at how we're actually packaging alcohol in terms of warning labels. So, in addition to promoting awareness and advocating for more effective policies, we're very proud to be associated with this alliance, and we're looking forward to working with all of you in this room to educate our public, to work with our community, to work with our legislators in terms of what we can do from this point forward to do a better job of limiting the danger that alcohol causes our population, especially as it relates to cancer. Thank you.